2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mentioned the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Baltimore County police say a 16-year-old boy is dead following a Sunday afternoon shooting in the Wilkins precinct. Police were called to the 4000 block of Allen Drive shortly after 2 p.m. and found the teen suffering from at least one gunshot wound. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. City police are investigating a Sunday afternoon shooting in South Baltimore. Officers were called to the 900 block of East Patapsco Avenue for a shooting shortly before 5 p.m. Sunday, and they found the victim suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. Investigators say the victim was shot nearby in the 3600 block of St. Victor Street. Police have not released an update on the victim's condition. And Anthony Brown joins a coalition of 20 attorneys general in a lawsuit challenging a law that makes it a crime for adults to help minors seek reproductive health care outside of Tennessee due to that state's near-total abortion ban. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Wish you could save on home insurance? With Allstate, you could easily save and get quality protection. Yep, it's a win-win. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's looked like they were gaining momentum Sunday after a rousing come-from-behind win the day before, but a three-run lead in the eighth would evaporate.
And the 0-2 to Bichette is lined into left, a base hit. Clemente to score, and the Blue Jays have come back to tie it.
Call courtesy of Blue Jays TV. Bichette single tied it at 6, and the Jays would go on to win it in 10-7-6. The final, denying the O's their first series win. Reliever Greg Soto allowed the three-run rally. Manager Brandon Hyde after the game.
Give them credit, but they took good at-bats off Soto. Bichette got that, you know, piece of enough one off of Cano there to drive in the tying run.
The 89th Masters goes to Rory McIlroy.
It's a dream come true. I've dreamt about that moment for as long as I can remember.
McIlroy emerges victorious over Justin Rose with a 4-foot birdie putt on the first playoff hole after blowing a 4-stroke lead on the second nine and completes the Grand Slam. Coming up in 30 minutes, an emotional win for Kyle Larson. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Some rain on the way, cooler temperatures as well. Today, though, cloudy, dry, and mild. 70 this afternoon. Slight chance of a shower tomorrow, 68. It's cooler Wednesday, partly cloudy, 59 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 56 degrees in Bel Air, 57 in Halethorpe, and 57 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. You know what? I think we've had a great show, though, so far. And I will say, not because I'm so great, but because we've had great guests. We had Will Hanna join us at 10 o'clock. He is the uncle of Bailey Brooks, one of the 9-year-olds killed in that tragic crash in Baltimore County on April 5th. We'll continue to follow that story. They are requesting, the family is requesting some police footage and video to figure out or try to put some of the puzzle pieces together on what transpired that day. Also, we were joined by Delegate Latoya Cugolo. She is a business owner, and she is a delegate in Anne Arundel County. And like I mentioned earlier, she filled a vacated seat, and she really hit the ground running. You know, it just really shows you what, you know, those in office could truly accomplish if they tried, right? Because we have some in office that sit there kind of twiddling their thumbs. I remember when I ran against Congressman Kwaisian Fube, he kept saying, oh, well, you know, I've been in Congress before, so I can hit the ground running. He hasn't done anything yet. He hasn't done anything. And he's been there since, actually, I guess that was, gosh, that was early 2020, because we had the special election. So he's been there since May of 2020, and here we are coming up on May of 2025. He hasn't done a thing. And yet his constituents don't seem to care. It's really bizarre. It's bizarre how all that works out. I wanted to get into a couple of different things here. One being, real quick, not sure if you watched the UFC fight over the weekend. I feel like there's UFC fights all of the time. And I do, I follow UFC on Instagram. I do follow Dana White. And, you know, they always have these celebrities, these guests that come to their fights. I am one, and just so you know, for me, and this fight was in Miami, so it wasn't that far. It wasn't like traveling to Vegas, which I hate doing. I don't. If you asked me to travel further than Tennessee, I might not come. I might not come. I hate long flights, okay? And usually those have layovers. Anyways, beyond that, I don't particularly love people, you know, love watching people get the you-know-what kicked out of them. I'm like, I'm not a fan of it. It was already really hard to watch, you know, just looking at boxing. But these UFC fights, they get so bloody. And do I sound like a little girl? Look, Brian, the producer's laughing at me. But they do. They get so bloody. And, you know, you see some people, like, you know, they're knocked out. It's just, that's hard for me to watch. Because you're just sitting there thinking, like, oh, yeah, my guy is winning. But at the same time, oh, my gosh, what's happening to the other guy? You know, I guess, yeah, you know what? I'm a girl. I'm a girl in that sense. And so, of course, I was watching all the celebrities that were going into the fight. And then I usually turn it off as the fight's getting started. But, of course, President Trump was there. But also, Shaquille O'Neal was there. And Shaquille O'Neal made a beeline through the crowd to shake hands with President Trump. He shook hands with him. He smiled. You can't obviously hear what he said to him, but he touched his arm. He was shaking his head yes, shaking his hand. President Trump was smiling, and it looked as though Shaquille O'Neal was saying, great job, my friend. You know, so it's interesting, and I said this on the Morning Drive Tease with Bruce Elliott. I would just assume, and I can't imagine anybody else doesn't also make this assumption, if you're looking at celebrities, right, you're looking at those that are extremely wealthy, especially those that weren't born into wealth, I would assume that they are Republicans. The only way that they could be Democrats, in my mind, again, they're, you know, this wealth isn't new. But also, you know, it's like they have to be liberal, right? They want to be the, you know, the liberal, what do they call it? Like granola crunching liberals. It's like, that's their thing, to be a hippie or all, you know, all this stuff. Like, that's the only way. Other than that, I would assume that they voted for President Trump. I really would have. And there's, of course, only so many people come forward and they're brave enough to say so. But Shaquille O'Neal, by him making a beeline there to shake President Trump's hand, he just basically came out of the Trump closet. Maybe he was tired of hiding it. Maybe he was. Because if you think about it, Shaquille O'Neal, because after I saw that, of course, I went to Google. And I was like, you know what? Shaquille O'Neal did not campaign for Kamala or Joe Biden. And I went to go check it out. And I was like, you know, he was not campaigning for either one of them. And so he was quietly a Trump supporter. Now he's letting the entire world know that he supports President Trump and his tariffs and all his flaws. So I thought that was great to see. Another person, and this is sad news for me, another person that did come out of the Trump closet about a year or so ago was Bryson DeChambeau, the pro golfer. And man, oh man, what a roller coaster the Masters was. Look, on Saturday, there were a lot of people complaining because Bryson DeChambeau, you know, if you watch golf, usually you want to watch Bryson because he's really great. Not just the fact that he's got, you know, off the tee, he's great. But he, even his putt game is great, right? Same with Scottie Scheffler, right? But at the same time, the Masters, they weren't really showing Bryson DeChambeau. Like, he wasn't in that group that they highlight, right? They only choose so many players, I guess, to highlight. Well, Bryson wasn't in the group. Well, a lot of people were very upset about that because we had to go to social media to check some of the updates to see how he was doing because they weren't showing him on TV. So that's how we were catching the clips of Bryson on Saturday. Well, meanwhile, Lil Wayne, the rapper, who's also come out of the Trump closet, right? He loves President Trump. He actually ends up putting a message on the Masters on their, like, their social media account, like in the comments. And he said, dude, when are you guys going to show Bryson? And he said, you know, this is ridiculous now. Get over whatever beef you have. And that's the thing, right? If you watch LIV Golf, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with LIV, but, you know, it's basically like a party on the golf course. But it's, you know, owned by people that aren't American. And a lot of people don't love the fact that some of our golfers went to go play for LIV. But it was a lot of money and a lot of money to turn down. And some guys like playing, you know, year round and they love all the tournaments and live. Like I said, it's like a party. I went to one of the LIV games when it was in Greenbrier, West Virginia. Now, that wasn't the one where Bryson actually won and shot right there. It was, what did he shoot? 58, I think, that round. Anyways, it wasn't that. It was the one after that. So anyways, people were assuming that the Masters did not want to show Bryson DeChambeau because he's one of the top LIV players. And again, there was a lot of, you know, back and forth for those players that decided to go to LIV. Well, anyways, Rory McIlroy, who won, and, you know, this is 11 years in the making, apparently, for Rory. But he won the Masters, and of course he has his green jacket on. I just want to say this, okay? And look, it is undeniable Rory played great all weekend long. Right. But when it got to the point where Bryson DeChambeau was in second place, of course, I was like, oh, my gosh, please let this happen for Bryson. Rory obviously came back in Sunday, did a fantastic job. Undeniable. Even though I'm a huge Bryson fan, undeniable. Rory did a fantastic job. But Rory is one of those players that was really upset with some of the players going to LIV Golf. So he made that known for quite some time now. So I've never been, you know, a big fan of Rory because I'm like, all right, look. Maybe you didn't want to go to LIV Golf. Maybe you didn't feel like, you know, it was worth taking the money. But I don't know why we're bashing those that did. It's not like they're still, you know, they're not going to play at the Masters or they're not going to play on PGA Tour. They are. So anyways, long story short, congratulations to Rory McIlroy. Obviously, this is huge. Anyone that wins the Masters, it's McIlroy. Sorry. Sorry, Brian. It's huge and it's great that he won, but it should have been Bryson DeChambeau. He didn't even come. You know what? I didn't look at the final tally. Because once he got to fifth place yesterday, I said, I've had enough. And I turned it off. Ugh. We were so close. And then there was somebody that wrote on my Facebook page. They were like, oh, Cam, we think you support Bryson because you have a crush on him. I will state for a fact that I do not have a crush on Bryson DeChambeau. Okay? I am 43 years old. Bryson DeChambeau is 31 years old. And if you know anything about me, I don't date and don't like younger guys. I just don't, never have, you know, I get teased sometimes because the guys are a little bit older than they should be. That's fine. But anyways, I was going to respond to that because I was like, wait a minute, how dare you say that on my Facebook page? But I did not respond. He tied for fifth. Thank you, Brian, the producer. Look at Brian on top of it with the sports stats. All right, so he tied for fifth. Bryson DeChambeau, great job. You'll be back next year and I'm sure you'll do great. I'm sure you'll do great. All right. I also wanted to note real quick, of course, you know, I'm still signed up on Match.com. I don't know how to get off of this thing. I don't. Whoever's doing this, man. And you know what? They must be like messaging people for me. Whoever, you know, put this out there, this profile and pretending that it's me, but somebody named Dorothy. Well, anyways, I see that some of my picks have come through for today. There's a guy named Perry in Hampton, Virginia, a guy named Jesse in Virginia Beach area, Simon in Newport Beach. Simon, you know, he's not going to get a chance here. Obviously, he's out there fishing. And, you know, I know how some of you avid fishers are. You know, you could care less about the relationship. You'd rather be fishing. Be honest. Be honest. No, but no, in all seriousness, I don't know how to unsubscribe from this thing where it's permanent. So to whoever's making this profile, you're a genius. And I think that maybe you should stop wasting your time on Match.com and do something, you know, that's financially beneficial for you. Because obviously you're really good at hacking and doing all the stuff. You're really great at it. All right. So I wanted to talk real quick about this. And not real quick, but, you know, somewhat quick. The Real ID. This is a debate that happened on X over the weekend. Now, you're probably thinking, Kim, what is Real ID? Well, I've got some audio here. So Secretary Kristi Noem, she will explain to you what Real ID is. And then we're going to talk about it because this goes into the question of the day.
Hi, I'm Kristi Noem, the United States Secretary of Homeland Security. If you plan on traveling, we need your help to prevent delays and to prove your identity. Get a Real ID. Starting May 7th, you will need a Real ID to travel by air or to visit federal buildings in the United States. These IDs keep our country safe because they help prevent fraud and they enhance security. Please do your part to protect our country. Go today and don't delay. To learn more, go to dhs.gov/real-ID. Thank you.
All right. So you can also go to WCBM.com while you're online, and you can take part in a poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And that is the Real ID intrusive? Yes or no? Is Real ID intrusive? Now, Real ID, and many of you probably already have this. If you're looking at your driver's license, right? I'm looking at my driver's license right now, and I got my driver's license updated. This was on, let's see, June 2021. I have a Real ID. And I had this updated on June 2021. And what you will see is you see the star on your ID in the top right-hand corner. That means that it's a Real ID if you've got that star on there. And they've got samples, and you know, if you've got to take a look at the picture, you know, on the DHS website as well. Now, I didn't think that this was a big deal, right? I was actually applauding DHS Secretary Kristi Noem because I thought, great, if everybody has to fly with this Real ID, that means we're going to stop putting illegal immigrants on flights out of Mission, Texas, right? You guys probably seen right there, McAllen, Texas. Oh, my gosh. Whenever I went to the border, I went a couple times. When you're coming out of McAllen, Texas, that airport there, believe it or not, you have so many people there that are standing in line that obviously do not speak the language. They have on like these clear backpacks, and then in their hands, they have all these documents. And that is because that is their documentation stating that they're illegal, but they are, you know, being placed elsewhere, and they just have to report to ICE and all this other stuff. So there's nonprofits that give them those clear backpacks at the airport. Like, I watched the whole thing. They give them the backpack at the airport, and then they stand in line, and they show these papers, and they are able to board these flights, and they don't pay for the flight. Meanwhile, here I am paying for my flight to go back to Maryland. And it's upsetting, it's frustrating, and of course, you don't know who these people are, right? And I mean, we already have enough issues in the air. I don't need illegal immigrants that could possibly have criminal backgrounds sitting at the back of the plane. I don't need it, okay? So, of course, I then posted on this post from DHS Secretary Kristi Noem. I said, thankfully, I am excited about this. I guess this now means that we're not going to have illegal immigrants flying without a Real ID. Meanwhile, there's a carve-out. There's a carve-out. This is the part I don't like. Apparently, those illegal immigrants with the papers, they can still fly without a Real ID. Now, why the DHS Secretary here in Trump's administration, why they would let this fly, pun intended? I don't know, but I have many questions, and I'm trying to get a hold of someone that can help us and walk us through why we would allow such a thing. But you're supposed to have your Real ID by May 7th, and I'm really disappointed that these illegal immigrants still could fly with just papers. It's disappointing. Well, the big question, the debate on X is whether or not the Real ID is intrusive, meaning is this for national security, or is this more like Big Brother? And the fact that they're allowing illegal immigrants to fly without it, it does feel like Big Brother, right? Because, I mean, why else would you be doing this? Well, Sarah Palin got into the mix on X, and she posted, she you know, tweeted at Kristi Noem. She says, if we don't get our Real ID, then what? Sarah Palin says, evidently, existing ID requirements for American citizens just aren't adequate now. So Big Brother is forcing us through more hoops for the right to travel within our own country. Other administrations delayed this newfangled, burdensome Real ID requirement. Are you curious why its implementation is imperative now? And who came up with this? So Sarah Palin is correct. You know, even when President Obama was in office, they were talking about doing this real ID thing. And they delayed it. Now, I don't know if I look at it as Big Brother. I just wish illegal immigrants were also a part of this. That would make more sense to me. But I want you to voice your opinion here. Again, go to WCBM.com. This poll is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Is Real ID intrusive? Yes or no? And if you want to call in and weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Can't wait to hear from you when we get back.
Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glenn Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here with Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steo, your home sold guaranteed realty. Here's a question for you, Vinny. What would you say the number one most important thing is for sellers thinking of selling this spring and summer?
Hey, Sean, sellers want the most money and close within their time frame, but all that revolves around certainty. Sellers today do not have the time or patience to deal with not knowing how much money they're going to get once the house is sold or how long it's going to take.
I think that's what makes you guys so unique in this market. You provide upfront guarantees to take the guesswork out of selling the home.
You've got it, Sean. If I can't sell your home, I'll step in and buy it myself at a price and time frame we agree on.
It doesn't get any better than that. So, if you're thinking about selling and would like an upfront written guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, Vinny will buy it, call or text Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnieSteo.com and start packing.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hope your week is getting started out right. Like I said, I guess public school kids, they're on spring break. They must be because there is no traffic right now. So be happy about that, okay? Because some of us, you know, we sit there. We sit there for hours, right? All right. The big question today is in regards to Real ID. Now, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, she announced on her ex page and other social media accounts over the weekend that you're going to have this real ID that has the star in the right-hand corner by May 7th. But it doesn't include illegal immigrants because they're still going to be allowed to travel without the real ID. Now, in case you're wondering, you have to have that real ID to board a flight. You have to have it. May 7th is around the corner. And I know that there are some MVAs, DMV, whatever you call them nowadays, they do appointments only. So if you don't have this yet and you plan to travel, I need you to do it. I need you to do it. Look at that. Jonathan, our marketing manager, just showed that he has the real ID. Just stopped by the studio window. He's got it. You got to get it. Now, Russ in the text line, he says the real ID thing. He said, I feel like I went through this 10 or 15 years ago here in Maryland. Am I wrong about this? No, Russ, you're not wrong about it. So here's the thing. Obama, Biden, you know, even Trump's when he was in office the first time around, they did delay to have this on the federal level. But there were particular states, many of the blue states, that said that you had to have the real ID at that time. So most people here in Maryland probably already have it. But if you don't have it, you are going to have it by May 7th if you plan to fly anywhere here in the country. And again, Sarah Palin, and not just Sarah Palin, there are other people that believe that this is not for national security reasons, it's for, you know, keeping a better track on people within the country, and they believe that it's more like a Big Brother situation. So far, when it comes to the poll question of the day on WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, so far, 92% of you say you do not believe that this is about being Big Brother. You believe that it is about national security. 8% of you say that this is too intrusive, that you think it's a little bit too much Big Brother-ish going on. I am one to say that I don't believe that it's Big Brother-ish, but if you're not going to include illegal immigrants, what's the point? What's the point? I thought, you know, the entire time, and this is why many of us voted for the Trump administration, you told us you're going to crack down on illegal immigration. And when I thought about cracking down on illegal immigration, I thought the entire thing. We were going to try to eliminate illegal immigration as much as possible. But now you're telling me that illegal immigrants are still going to be able to board flights out of McAllen, Texas, and go anywhere they want in the United States. And I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that. We found out the murderer that killed Lake and Riley in Georgia, he flew all around the United States. Apparently, he had multiple flights. And they were paid for by taxpayers, by you and I. And it was Joe Biden's administration that flew him to New York City, and then he asked to be relocated, and they then flew him to Georgia, where he then killed Lake and Riley, a nursing student. I don't like it. I don't like it. If you're telling me as an American citizen that I have to have this real ID to board any flight to go through TSA, I expect you to say the same thing to illegal immigrants. The fact that you're not, you know what? I don't think that this is what President Trump had in mind either. So I have big questions here. I have big questions. You can still weigh in on this. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. I do. I have big questions. And like I said, I'm trying to get a hold of somebody in DHS that could possibly come on the show and explain this to us. I want it explained. And you know what? I'm not going to hold back either. I want it explained. Why on earth are you saying it's, you know, mandatory for me and my taxpaying friends, but it's not mandatory for illegal immigrants? I need an explanation. See, this is why I say we're not in a cult, because I'll call you out. I don't really care. Okay? This is not cool. We'll discuss more and also what's going on in Pennsylvania when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Police say the man who broke into the Pennsylvania governor's mansion in Harrisburg and set a fire early yesterday morning harbors a strong hatred of Governor Josh Shapiro, although it's not clear exactly why. A 38-year-old Harrisburg man is under arrest. Although he has exempted electronics from 145% China tariffs, President Trump says additional levies are on the way for semiconductors and computer chips. Talks between Iran and the U.S. over Tehran's advancing nuclear program may leave the Middle East. An Italian source says the next round will take place in Rome. And Hungary has adopted a constitutional amendment banning LGBTQ+ events in public. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 209 points, and NASDAQ ahead 111 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Looking for a beautiful and functional upgrade to your home? 3-Day Blinds has you covered. At 3-Day Blinds, our free in-home design consultation makes it easy. A 3-Day Blinds design expert will help you find the window treatment solution that works best for your home's needs and style. We bring the showroom to you with loads of samples, giving you an idea of how different fabrics look in your home. Your designer also provides expert measurements and helps coordinate installation. Book your free in-home consultation by visiting 3dayblinds.com. Take control of your window treatments with Motorized by 3-Day Blinds. Whether you're at home or on vacation, you can operate your window treatments with the touch of a button using the 3-Day Blinds app. 3-Day Blinds has specialized in window treatments for more than 40 years, and it's the name people trust. At 3-Day Blinds, we have stylish and functional window treatments for any occasion. For your free custom same-day quote, schedule your free in-home design consultation now at 3dayblinds.com. That's 3dayblinds.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Despite crushing another couple home runs yesterday, the Birds left their fans disappointed at Camden Yards.
Tying run on third, bottom of the 10th. Hoffman kicks and deals. He
got him! Struck him out looking with a slider, and the Blue Jays come back from down 6-3 to beat the Orioles.
Call courtesy of Blue Jays TV. Closer Jeff Hoffman pitched the final two frames for the 7-6 win, and after the final strike, blew a kiss towards Baltimore's dugout. That's a reference to the Orioles rescinding their contract offer to Hoffman because of a questionable MRI in the offseason. Orioles still haven't won a series in 2025. Bird starters have a 5.40 ERA, tied for highest in the league with the Yankees. And at Bristol yesterday, Kyle Larson bested the field in an emotional win.
And his third win at Bristol. He's won half the last six races here, including the last two.
Yeah, absolutely. This one's definitely for John.
The John Larson was referring to was friend and PR executive John Edwards, who passed away just days earlier. It's Larson's second Cup win of the year, his third lifetime at Bristol. Coming up in 30 minutes, Rory McIlroy makes history. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Don't let the gray skies slow you down today. It's a cloudy, dry day and a mild afternoon. 70 the high. Here comes the rain tonight, and not just rain, showers and some storms. And some of those storms could be severe, gusty winds and hail a possibility. There is a brief chance of a shower tomorrow, otherwise partly cloudy and still mild, 68 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back in the Miller's yard, who now use TruGreen.
Their lawn started looking like a golf course, and PGA Tour Golf has made it their favorite stop.
Get a PGA Tour quality lawn for as little as a dollar a day at TrueGreen.com. Exclusions apply. See TrueGreen.com for details.
Storms, fires, power grid failures, supply chain stretched thin. There's never been a better time to get prepared. And right now, My Patriot Supply is offering something they've never done before. For a limited time, when you order their 3-month emergency food supply, you'll receive the Mega Kit for the same price. That's over $360 worth of real beef, chicken, fruits, and vegetables, included absolutely free. And this kit isn't just about surviving. It's built to keep you strong, delivering 2,500 calories a day. That's 1,000 calories more per day than other emergency kits on the market. Whether it's a long-term outage, a short-term crisis, or just a little peace of mind, this food is ready when you need it. It stays fresh for up to 25 years and ships fast and discreetly from MyPatriotSupply.com. This is an unprecedented offer, and it won't come around twice. Take control of your family's future while you still can. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com now. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leader in emergency preparedness.
Steel, walk behind, zero turn, and stand-on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, we're talking about real IDs. You most likely already have one if you're living in the state of Maryland. And that is the real ID. Remember, it has the star in the top right-hand corner there. And like I said, this ID I had issued on June 21st, 2021. And they were already doing real IDs here in the state of Maryland. But not all states were doing them. So that's why DHS Secretary Kristi Noem says that everybody's going to have a real ID by May 7th if they want to fly, if they want to travel. And I've got a text here from Earl. He says, Cam, what if I have a passport? Is that good enough? Yes, Earl, U.S. passport is on the list. Let me just tell you guys real quick. Obviously, you have to have the real ID for as far as driver's license, but the passport, a U.S. passport card, I didn't know there were two different things. Anyways, you can also have a permanent resident card. in a border crossing card. Now, that boarding crosser card, that's in the paperwork with those illegal immigrants filing on the flights in McAllen, Texas. So that's what I don't like. I don't like the fact that that's on the list. I got some callers here. I've got my friend Christopher in Kaysville. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, my long-term fear about this real ID thing is that it's going to be a pathway to getting rid of the Electoral College. Everybody has a big old national ID. They're going to be all, well, I don't need, you know.
Oh, so you think it'll lead to that, huh?
Well, it could long-term, and they're sleazy like that. They think that way, you know?
Yeah. You know what, Chris? I didn't even think about that. You with the... You bring in the knowledge, as always. Thank you so much.
An observation.
Yeah. No, thank you. I hope you have a great week.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. You know what? Could it lead to that? Possibly. Possibly. I've got Michael and New Freedom. Michael, what say you?
So I was thinking about what you were mentioning about how the illegal immigrants don't have to have one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm crossing my fingers here and thinking that maybe this is some kind of elaborate sneaky scam that, you know, when the illegal immigrants get on, maybe there's somebody waiting for them at the other end of their flight because, you know, they don't have the real ID and it kind of flags them and then somebody's waiting to snatch them up.
Oh, you know what? I got a text like that too, Michael. You know what? I hope that's the case.
Yeah, me as well. I mean, I don't know if you know, hats off to this administration. I agree with 100% with what they're doing. I just don't know if they're quite as sneaky as that, or if they are, then, you know, hats off again.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I can get somebody from DHS to better explain it. But you know what? If they do what I think that you're relaying here, then I would be happy. Then I wouldn't say anything about it. So, Michael, thank you so much for that.
No problem.
Thank you. So could they, you know, could they? But here's the thing. I would think almost everyone coming from McAllen, Texas is here illegally, right? Because why else? I mean, I guess there's some circumstances that you could be here illegally. You're just flying to see family members. But McAllen, Texas, if you've ever been to that airport, I mean, it really is just a hub for illegal immigrants. It's wild. Like I said, they got the clear backpacks. They got all this paperwork, and that's where they have this border crossing ID or whatever the heck it is. But if Michael's right, then perfect. Again, like I said, I did have a text here from my friend Jeff. He said the same thing. Alan in New Jersey. Alan, what say you on this one?
Well, I was concerned that you were misinforming your audience, but somebody else has corrected you. You do not only need a real ID to fly. You can use a passport or a passport card to fly domestically. The other issues you're raising, I'm really not concerned about, but I want your audience to know that they do not need only a real ID card, a driver's license to get on a plane in the United States. They can use a passport or a passport card. Other issues.
Yes, they can. But we read the list here, Alan, and I would say, though, but when it comes to driver's license, you do need the real ID. You said that the other things are not your concern, so you don't look at it as Big Brother or a national security issue?
No, I'm not that concerned about that.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Alan, for weighing in. I appreciate you.
Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, you could. This again, here's the list. You can have a U.S. passport. You can have a U.S. passport card. But when it comes to your driver's license, it can't be a regular driver's license. It has to have that star in the top right corner as of May 7th, 2025. Otherwise, and this is again from DHS, otherwise, no, you cannot get on your flight. When I look at it says permanent resident card. Have you seen this, Brian, the producer? A permanent resident card? Yeah, I'm going to have to Google that. You know what? Let's listen to Tom in Harrisburg. Tom, what are your thoughts here?
Good morning, Queen of Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I have to use my license to get over-the-counter allergy medicines that have a decongestant in it. I have for years. They count how many pills I have a month, and there's a national registry counting it. I don't feel any more compromised by this than I do. I would prefer to use my license to vote. And that's what I would prefer more than anything else. There's government overreach in everything. And I don't think this can hurt us because at the end of the day, if we expand it over time, it'll keep everybody off who doesn't belong there.
Yeah. Well, that, you know what? And some people are believing that as well, Tom. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Thank you. Also, the permanent resident card is just a green card. Now, why didn't they just say green card? I guess you have, is that the politically correct way to say it? Permanent resident card. So just so you guys know, a permanent resident card is a green card. So you can have that when you fly as well. Believe it or not, as we're talking about this, I get an email. I'm actually on the email list for both Republicans and Democrats because I want to be informed here. This email is entitled, Bill to Expand Language Access at the Ballot Box Heads to the Governor's Desk. Remember, he still has a bunch of bills to sign, even though he's in Japan. Listen, what is he? He's got everybody on hold. This guy, Anyways, it says, bill to expand language access at the ballot box. All right. So just so you know, if you missed it, Senate Bill 685 and House Bill 983 was a bill to ensure that that the state provides more access to limited English proficient voters. So they're lowering, this is their language, lowering the threshold for providing translations to language communities where there are at least 4,000 citizens of voting age, or the community makes up at least 2% of the county's citizens of voting age. So they're ensuring election materials are translated to languages meeting the threshold and that they are reviewed for accuracy. Again, another bullet point, requiring translated signage approved by the State Board of Elections at polling places. And also providing secure technology that allows for nonpartisan oral and visual translations at polling places for limited English proficient voters who may also need assistance reading, and all voters, including those who speak English, who may need assistance. And again, that's a bill that is on the governor's desk to be signed when he gets back. You know, meanwhile, President Trump made sure that English was the official language of the United States. But here in Maryland, they wanted to make sure those that cannot speak English are provided the translation. I don't know if I have a real problem with the translation being provided for those that speak another language. I guess I get upset when I see people assisting those that need the translation. Like they'll actually walk over to where they're voting and help them fill out their ballot. That's the part I don't like. I don't like that at all. So if this cuts down that interaction where there isn't somebody there that is helping someone that doesn't speak, like if you're able to just say, all right, here's the translation, here's, you know, this language and signage, I can hand this person a piece of paper with what they need to know, you know, in their language, then fine. Because I don't like that whole interaction piece of it. I don't like that. I've got Ed in Edgewood. Ed, you wanted to weigh in on the Real ID?
Yeah, hi, Kim. Love your show.
Thank you.
Good topic today. The ID, the new ID, it's a driver's license only thing, correct?
Correct, yep.
Now when you redo your driver's license, do you wait till you redo them, or can you just go purchase them? Because that's what you're going to do. You're going to purchase this new ID. So it's a money grab right off the bat. All right. More people need a driver's license than they need a license to fly. And as far as the immigrants, well, it's good that we allow them the freedom to move around. It's easier to find them than if they go into hiding. So tracking them is no problem. They're not going to have this new ID. So they're already tracking them now. And I think, the system is working.
Okay. All right. Well, Ed, you know, there are some people that feel the same way you do. I appreciate you.
All right. I appreciate you. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you so much. Again, that was a big question of the day. Do you feel like this whole Real ID is an issue of being Big Brother and national security? I said no. I don't think it's about Big Brother. But as I noted, Sarah Palin and others, even are you familiar with the Hodge twins? They have a podcast, twin guys, they're mixed, look black, but their eyes are like blue or something. Anyways, the Hodge twins, they also wrote on the DHS X feed saying that they believe it's Big Brother and they were upset about it. I don't see it that way, but I can understand why some people feel as though that it's more Big Brother-ish. Right now, you guys are taking part in a poll, and I appreciate you at WCBM.com. And the question is Real ID intrusive? Right now, 79% of you say no, 21% of you say yes. 21% of you believe that it is intrusive. I also have here, we got some more people that want to weigh in on this. Absolutely. I got Bill at Owings Mills. Bill, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi.
I wish you the best for Easter.
Oh, thank you. You too.
What I want to say is that I think that we're at a point now where I call it the saturation point. I mean, you can't do anything with that. They're always asking you for your Social Security number.
Yeah, yeah.
And my thing is, if you look at the bottom of the older card, it said for Social Security purposes only, not for identity. Many people violate that rule, that law, not knowing that it is against the law to use it. But, you know, I know it sounds foolish in today's day and age with technology, but they've abused it so much that they are technically breaking the law.
Yeah.
And I don't mind following the rules when it comes to an ID, for to driver's license and passport. But I think the less government, the better, because it's really none of anybody's damn business unless you're operating a vehicle illegally. I mean, that's a foregone conclusion. You need a license. But I think the government likes to, you know, the new cars now. I understand that there's information on there that they can, I saw it on the news recently, that you can be followed, monitored wherever you go. And I'm thinking, this is a little much on your newer cars.
Yeah.
You're paying exorbitant amounts of money for it. You know, it's like saying, okay, well, give it to me good, like you're asking for it.
Right.
And I'm thinking, how many people are dumb enough to give? It seems to me whenever anybody has said in the past, well, we're from the government, we're taking, how many people actually volunteer just to give away information? I mean, you know, don't they have any common sense that, you know, who the hell is it? Who the hell are you asking me all this damn business for? It's none of yours.
Yeah.
I pay you taxes. I do my job. That's it. What, you know, what more do you want? And I think that's where it needs to end. And I think we've gone too far. And that, of course, I agree with you. That should include illegal aliens. Why do they get to run the country and run amok and do what they want, but yet they penalize us? There's something wrong with this picture.
Yeah. Well, Bill, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
I want you to remember that about the Social Security thing.
Okay.
It is illegal for people to do that, but I know people are going to laugh about it, but it's against the law. And I'll tell you who coined that phrase a little while, who brought us was Hieronymus, I don't know if she's still on the radio, but she brought that to the attention to the Baltimore listeners, and I think that was a very astute observation on her part. People break the law when they ask you that if they're not related to Social Security.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll make sure to keep that in mind. Bill, thank you so much. I hope you have a great week. You know, it's really funny. Remember we were talking about Senator Chris Van Hollen wanting to go to El Salvador to talk to the president about what's going on as far as the Maryland man that is still at the El Salvador prison. Well, guess where the El Salvador president is right now? He's in the Oval Office. He's not even in El Salvador. Chris Van Hollen, get in the car and drive 30 minutes to Pennsylvania Avenue. You can talk to him today. I got Jack and Timonium. Jack, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, I just want to share my experience three years ago. I got my real ID over at Parkville DMV. I remember it was a trailer at the lower end of the parking lot. And I was with a friend of mine, and there was about six or seven other people. And you could hear a pin drop. Nobody was talking to each other. And I said, the reason we're getting our real ID is because our ex-Governor O'Malley is the one that issued driver's license to illegal aliens. And then you could hear a pin drop after that. But if I remember correctly, that's exactly what happened. O'Malley issued the driver's license to illegal aliens, I guess with the thought that if they did that, they would go out and get automobile insurance. I don't think that was the case.
Right.
But, you know, I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, Jack, thank you. I forgot about that as well. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great week.
Thank you. The same.
Thank you. And that's what Russ was talking about. Didn't we do this like 10 or 15 years ago? We did. We did in the state of Maryland. I got a text here from Joe at B-More, who usually doesn't always agree with me, but this is what he says. Many of you might agree. Joe says, these real IDs should be free for citizens and paid for by state and local government with funding from the federal government. This would solve the voting ID issue instantly. You know, Joe, I bet there are a lot of people that listen to the show that would agree with you on that. And, you know, at the same exact time, you do have President Trump who's pushing Congress to make sure that we do have voter ID. And hopefully this will also help in that instance. Coming up next, I do want to just mention what's happening with Governor Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania. I'm pretty sure you've already heard what happened to him over the weekend and his family. And then also, we're talking about overreach, government overreach. You wouldn't believe the government overreach right now in England. I have a short clip that I want to play for you when we get back because it's shocking what's happening right now in the UK.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
It's Car Care Month, and Summit Racing is what you need for bumper-to-bumper care. Revive the interior, exterior, under the hood, and more. Shop SummitRacing.com. Use the promo code RADIO for $10 off an order of $100 or more. Exclusions apply. Offer ends May 4th, 2025.
Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at virginia.org.
The Rob Carson Show.
People in Washington, D.C. have never worked a damn day in their lives. They don't know what it's like, and they don't care. They don't recognize that it's important to build stuff here. They don't recognize that their food comes from people who bust their asses across the country to plant seeds and raise livestock. They don't care, because it arrives in their grocery stores, in their Whole Foods or whatever, and they're taken care of. And they go to their jobs, and they sit behind a desk, and they push money around.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, the real ID debate continues, but it looks like most of you partaking in the poll believe that this is not Big Brother-ish. It is what it is. Just get your real ID. That's what many of you are saying, even in the text line. Real quick, awful weekend for the governor of Pennsylvania and his family, Josh Shapiro. Their home was set ablaze. Molotov cocktails thrown into the windows of the governor's mansion. They have arrested Cody Ballmer, who has been charged with attempted murder after setting the Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's house on fire as he and his family slept. This is around 2 a.m., by the way. Ballmer allegedly admitted to state troopers that he intended to beat the governor with a hammer. A newly revealed social media post gives a deeper insight into why Ballmer may have carried out the attack. He did post some things online, including saying there's left-wing anti-capitalists in this country. We must get rid of them. He attacked both President Trump and President Joe Biden. And he even said that every time I stopped to get gas, I personally believe that we should have taken our chances with Kanye. So, of course, there's a lot of people baffled because it looks like he doesn't, you know, identify as a Republican or a Democrat. But just so you know, the governor's mansion, I mean, they're showing pictures and videos online. It was decimated. Talk about some real fire damage here. Thankfully, like I said, his family was able to get out at 2 a.m. A lot of people are wondering where security was at this time. Again, the governor's mansion. I mean, you're able to throw Molotov cocktails, more than one, into the governor's mansion there in Pennsylvania. Yeah, that's a security issue. And pretty sure we'll hear in the coming days on what possibly happened that this guy was able to get on the property and do such damage. Also, we were talking about overreach as far as government. I don't know if you've been paying attention or not. Possibly you have. But in the UK, people are being arrested for the darndest things. I got a clip here I want you to take a listen to, because apparently there was a gentleman that was asking someone that didn't speak proper English to speak up. And apparently, that was considered a hate crime. Take a listen.
You may have filmed some of this interaction with the mayor. No? Because if you do, that would be really handy for us. But apparently during some conversations between yourself, apparently you have alleged, we weren't here, so I don't know you said it, but you've alleged to say, speak English. Or was that fact?
Speak clearly.
Speak clearly.
No, okay. The gentleman's partially deaf.
Yeah, he can't speak clearly.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even hear him.
No, and that's fine, and that's why we've just come to speak, because potentially someone could perceive that as a hate crime.
Oh, yeah. Didn't we just know this was going to happen?
No, I know.
People, you know, if someone says to me, officer, I believe this, then we need to look at it, because someone's potentially reporting to me as a hate crime.
So somebody called the British police because a gentleman on the street said to one other gentleman that I need you to speak up and speak clearly because I can't understand you. Well, that gentleman did not speak English. And the other guy that asked him to speak up, well, he did speak English. And so somebody called the police. It wasn't known whether or not it was the guy that had to deal with the guy asking him to speak up. That wasn't known whether or not he was the one to call the police or somebody, you know, just kind of witnessing the interaction called the police. But yeah, that could be considered a hate crime in the UK right now. If you tell somebody to speak up or speak clearly, that could be a hate crime if that person does not have English as their first language. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? You could get arrested for that. I don't know what's happened in England, but my oh my, have they gone far left? Oh, they better get a handle on things. So if you're planning to travel to the UK at any time, anytime soon, just know that there's a lot more rules and laws in place that you might want to take a look at before you go. All right, tomorrow we'll probably talk about what's going on in the Oval Office today with the El Salvadorian president and President Trump. And of course, we've got so many local stories to touch as well. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. And to all of you, I appreciate you tuning in. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus.